You know, Connie is one of these people that I just, for whatever reason, I don't think we've ever had her on the show. And here we are having her this morning. It's my fault. I have wanted to have her on the show for years, and just somehow it just never materialized. So joining us now, Pathways for Change CEO Connie Bookman. Connie, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you.
Great to have you. Yeah. So let's do just a little bit of background for people so that they know what you're doing right now in coordination with Opening Doors Northwest Florida and John Johnson and the City of Pensacola and the Task Force for Working on Homelessness. Can you give us just kind of the 30-second, what's been going on for the last year that people maybe didn't know about?
Sure. So Pathways for Change, we've been around 16 years. We had our program in the county jail and work relief center, moved out of daily programming, out of our family center, out of our women veterans home, to focus 100% on reducing homelessness. And I think it's the most important work I've ever done in my career. So it was November 22nd, I'm thinking, reading the newspaper, and it's talking about homelessness and what their plans were, and it's like, now I know what we need to do. So we started building our membership. We have over 200 people on 7 subcommittees. We launched the end of May. So we're moving into our, you know, we finished 4 meetings for each of the 7 subcommittees. Our website launches, you know, at the end of the week. It'll have all the minutes so people can be updated and learn about it, you know, from that view.
Okay.
But, you know, with so much momentum, so many smart people coming to the table, very task-oriented, success-oriented, solutions-focused, we caught the attention of the city council. The mayor had set aside $3 million in federal funding to reduce homelessness. So he said, how about if, you know, the 14 co-chairs working with 7 subcommittees meet with Amy Lavoy, our finance director for the city, and figure out what are the guidelines, how are we going to spend this money, how are we going to make the greatest impact, which I thought was brilliant. So that's what we did. We took 2 months and brainstormed. And, you know, the like I told the city council, the unintended consequence, sometimes unintended consequences are a bad thing, but it was phenomenal to stand up and say, here's what we're thinking. And that put all of our recommendations out in the public. I started getting calls. People say, I've got a piece of land. I want to give this to you. I had a Ron Long and Scott Parks bought the former Escambia Community Clinic property on Maxwell and Jordan and said, here's your holistic center that you've been talking about.
What?
I mean, that's the kind of momentum that we have.
Amazing. I mean, don't gloss over that. That's amazing. These folks came in and bought an old building and just gave it to you and said, here, use this. This is your holistic center.
Exactly. 17,000 square feet on 3 acres. You want to talk about moving people quickly out from I-110 overpass. You know, we're meeting in the next week or so with the city officials to make sure that that would be a site that we could move folks to. We've already talked to some of the organizers under I-110. They're super excited. On that site, it's a 15-foot privacy fence. So the folks that want to change, want to be case managed, want services and help, we could move them there. They're not so vulnerable. We'd have police presence. So that would be a great start.
Wow. Well, that was actually the next question I was going to ask you, because I think you got some local notoriety of sorts when you basically told the city council in a meeting where a bunch of people came and raised all different sorts of questions, and you just came and said, you know, I think we can get everybody out of that homeless camp by November 1st, Thanksgiving, for sure. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it's been there a little while. This is going to be a big project. But as you said, ever since this was sort of publicized a little bit, people have been coming to you with solutions. Are you still confident that that's a reasonable time frame to be able to accomplish this?
Yeah, I thought, you know, 5 weeks is what I told them. And then certainly by Thanksgiving, that park will be open to the community to enjoy. And the folks under I-110 will be in a place that they want to be. So there's another park opening up, another place to move 30 men. Then you've got Reentry Alliance. They're looking at a 5-acre piece of property to, you know, just move folks to get them safe and then start building their, you know, their villages, their, you know, tiny houses. There's apartment buildings going up. I mean, I'm not kidding. In 4 months, I'm saying this is a miracle, really.
Wow. Well, that is such, I mean, that's to me, I think a lot of people perceive this as, well, thank goodness we can move that homeless camp that we don't want to look at and deal with and have in our neighborhood out of that area. And I sympathize with that. But the real amazing news here is being able to find better living arrangements for the people who want them, right? I mean, that's the real goal.
You know, Andrew, it's so interesting in all the conversations I've had over since November 22nd, you know, it's such an emotional issue. You've got one hand saying, get a job. And they have no clue what they're saying. Like, they have, and I'm not saying feel sorry, but they have not walked in the shoes. They have no idea the amount of trauma and, you know, complications and mental illness and addiction and, you know, say, well, it's their fault. Well, you don't know that. And you
right.
better watch who you're judging, because it could come back on you. You know, I mean, I've judged people and it's like, oh, I find myself in that same situation and shouldn't have done that. So, and then the other side keeps them in rock bottom. You know, they keep giving them just enough to keep them where they're at. You know, you want to give them money, give them money for George Stone, Pensacola State College, the university. How about, you know, how about a church adopting a family or an individual? That's where you're going to see change. You know,
right.
it's relationship that's going to move people out of that state of homelessness.
We're talking to Connie Bookman. She's the CEO for Pathways for Change, and just very exciting news that November 1st timeline is a very reasonable one based on things that she is seeing. And that's why I wanted to have her on and to be able to talk about some of the particulars and how this is going to work. Connie Bookman, a CEO for Pathways for Change, and kind of has become one of the key organizer point persons here in the city of Pensacola for kind of trying to solve the homeless issue that we have right now. Connie, I know what some people are likely thinking is, this sounds great. I mean, we've always said it's a multifaceted problem. Everybody's got their own unique circumstances. Therefore, it's likely that it's going to take a collage of solutions to fit each person in their circumstances. But what about the people that they like the tent underneath 110 and they don't want to move? And especially you've got some people who are troublemakers, and not just in that location, but in other locations as well. What's the plan for those people if you have one?
So, like I said, you know, it's going to take a relationship to help a person understand what potential they have in their life. And if they're safe and comfortable in a tent, that's what they want. We're going to have three different new pieces of land that, you know, not in the middle of a neighborhood that they will be able to go. And then, you know, I saw it with the Kearney Center in Tallahassee. You know, they started in the late 80s. Downtown churches and faith-based groups started serving people. And then, you know, they've ramped up to now they have four humongous programs of $5.5 million a year providing services that, you know, bring people out of homelessness all the time. And it's that connection. So let's start them, you know, move them into a safe area in their tent. And then we're really going to get to know them. Who are they? Where have they come from? Where do they want to go? What's your dream job? You know, and then help them achieve that. The bad guys, like I have no affinity for the bad guys. They need to go away. They need to stop, you know, preying on vulnerable people.
And I, you know, so I assume at the point where the let's say the ordinary, okay, as opposed to the troublemakers, homeless folks, when we can find places for them, I'm kind of assuming, but you tell me if I'm wrong, that the theory is that once those folks get into safety, that the predators, the problems, the troublemakers, the high drug users, for example, they're going to have to find somewhere else to go because they won't be able to go there. There won't be a population for them to be among at that point. Is it more than that?
Again, it's that relationship, and I would love to have that conversation with somebody who has been so damaged in their life that they're acting out and hurting other people, and to say, all right, what do you want to do? And, you know, so there's no hate ever. You know, I mean, that's the cool thing, is I'm driven by the one principle that God says I have to do, and that's love. And that's not judgment, which really takes a lot off my shoulders. So I'm not there to judge, but I do really worry about vulnerable people. So, you know, I worked for 16 years with men that were, you know, incarcerated and, yeah, you know, moved into our 18-month program. So I get it, and I know where they've come from, and I know what they can be. So there's something for everybody. There's a bus pass back to their hometown where they can, you know, have some more resources and maybe, you know, build some bridges back.
Well, I'll tell you, based on having talked to you off the air and talking to you on the air this morning, I'm very encouraged. I'm very excited about how things have come together in the last couple of months with the, you know, all the different organizations kind of cooperating. And I know there's other things we didn't even get to in terms of case management and helping to identify individual needs and work. The collaborative environment is amazing right now. So, Connie Bookman, I'm excited. I am very hopeful that this turns out the way you think that it will. And certainly I'm looking forward to that future, especially because it means helping the people who really need it the most. Connie Bookman, she is the CEO for Pathways for Change. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. You're welcome here anytime for updates on what's going on, and anything we can do to help, I'm sure you'll let us know. But thank you for the work that you're doing to serve Pensacola. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for caring. Appreciate you.